Aung San Suu Kyi is appearing in court. Nobel Prize recipient, former democracy icon, now at the International Court of Justice in The Hague. She is defending the actions of her country, Myanmar, against charges of genocide. This is the same military that kept her under house arrest for more than a decade. They let her out, but now she is part of the government and on their side. This relates to Myanmar's crackdown on the Muslim minority Rohingya community in 2017. Reporter Michael Sullivan is following the story from Bangkok. He joins us via Skype. Hi there, Michael.
Hi, Steve.
Does Aung San Suu Kyi admit to any wrongdoing?
Nope. She says there was no genocide. Here she is opening Myanmar's defense yesterday.
The Gambia has placed before the court an incomplete and misleading factual picture of the situation in Myanmar.
I guess we better explain the Gambia is named here because why?
Because Gambia is the country that actually filed the petition to the court.
Okay, so what else does Aung San Suu Kyi say to defend against that charge?
Well, she said that Myanmar security forces had simply responded to coordinated attacks by Rohingya insurgents on some 30 Myanmar security posts, and that the hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who fled were trying to get away from that fighting, not the military. Now, Steve, I've been to these refugee camps the Rohingya fled to in Bangladesh. That's not the story I heard, and that's not what the court heard when Gambia made its presentation on Tuesday, with stories of murder, of mass rape, of whole villages being destroyed, stories that have been documented by numerous rights groups and by satellite photos as well.
Okay, so she doesn't admit this is genocide, but does she admit the military did anything?
She said it couldn't be ruled out that disproportionate force may have been used in some instances, and said that was being investigated, and then she added this.
If war crimes have been committed by members of Myanmar's defense services, they will be prosecuted through our military justice system in accordance with Myanmar's constitution.
Which sounds good in theory, Steve, but it's a constitution drafted by the military, and it's a military justice system that takes care of its own. Here's an example. 7 soldiers who were actually convicted of murdering 10 Rohingya in the village of Indin, the only conviction so far, were sentenced last year to 10 years in prison for their crime. But just 9 months later, they were quietly set free. So you can see why faith in the justice system may be in short supply.
Myanmar, over time, has denied their rights as citizens of Myanmar. Does Aung San Suu Kyi at least admit that they are citizens?
No, she didn't mention the Rohingya people at all, which is pretty much in line with how the Buddhist majority in Myanmar view the Rohingya as interlopers, not as citizens by law.
So what is it that the court would do with this case about human rights abuses in Myanmar?
Well, Gambia wants the court to impose so-called provisional measures to protect the Rohingya who remain in Rakhine State. There's about 400,000 of them basically living in detention. That decision could come within weeks. Deciding the larger question of genocide could take years. But Gambia's Justice Minister, Abubakar Tambadu, says it's time to do something.
This is a stain on our collective conscience. And it will be irresponsible for any of us to simply look the other way and pretend that it is not our business, because it is our business.
This week's Business in The Hague, Steve, concludes later today.
Michael Sullivan telling us of Aung San Suu Kyi's appearance before the International Court of Justice in The Hague.